Americana music, a huge inclusive umbrella, not a musical genre, but rooted in many genres, country, folk, blues, jazz, R&B, rock and roll, I could go on. If you're of a certain age, you may recognize Americana music as very similar to the eclectic mix of music you heard on Top 40 radio in the 60s and 70s. The country rock of Byrds, Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, folk rock and blues of CSNY, Jackson Brown and the Allman Brothers, and even country artists like Johnny Cash, Jerry Reed, and Dolly Parton. Before corporations started pigeonholing music onto separate radio stations, we listened to a bit of everything. What you may not know is that there's currently a diverse group of amazing young artists creating exactly that kind of music today. This is John Ford. Join me for my shows on the home of Human Crafted Radio, KXFM 104.7 in Laguna Beach, AM Radio from 3 to 5 p.m. on Sunday afternoons, and AM in the AM on Tuesday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m., where I play a bit of everything, old and new, under the umbrella of Americana music. We have Rebel Robbie and Karen here in the studio with their axes over their shoulders and ready to go. How you doing, Robbie?
Yeah, we're doing great this morning.
Oh, how you doing? Let me see if I can get the right one. This is 1, 2, 4. The button works now.
I was on mute.
Yeah, you were on mute.
Not the first time.
Yeah, me too. So how have you been?
Been great. This is gig four in a row, five in a row, and then we're going to be playing this afternoon in Huntington Beach, so glutton for punishment.
Yeah, we're in Huntington Beach.
We're playing at a wine bar. It's called Bright Waters, right on 5th.
Bright Waters, okay.
Right off Main Street, actually, so.
Nice.
It's going to be a popular destination today.
Yeah.
How have you been? I like that shirt.
My Stratocaster shirt?
Yeah.
Except that I don't play Stratocasters. I'm a Tele guy.
I'm a Tele guy, too.
Yeah. But yeah, got my Fender shirt on. I've got my Chargers hat on and you know, probably the clothes I slept in.
What, are you a musician or something?
Well, something like that, but not really. I'm just lazy. That's all there is.
It's a lazy day. I think the sun's going to come through. But
I hope it does, and I hope it stays, although that's not really what it's been doing lately. I mean, when it gets to be about 9 o'clock and they start the fireworks, it's going to be like, well, they're somewhere up there.
There's something up there.
Yeah. I saw a glow. Yeah.
That dim shimmer.
Yeah. Okay, so you're playing all over the place. You were at the Sawdust.
Sawdust yesterday, yeah.
And what do you got coming up? I'm going to make you repeat this after a while anyway.
But. Oh, yeah. Happy to repeat it. Well, we're doing pretty regular spots at Bistro K in Laguna Niguel, for those of you who might know that place. That's on Fridays.
Town center area, yeah.
Mm-hmm, town center, right. And then regular spots in Huntington at Brightwaters, which has been great. Those are Thursdays, every Thursday in July. We have some more Sawdust dates. And then what else? Oh, wow. Yeah. Remember that Glutton
Morro
for Punishment? We're driving up
road trip.
Friday to play at the Siren in Morro Bay and driving back the next morning to play at Dog Park Brewery in San Juan.
Whoa. Well, that's that's a busy schedule.
Yeah.
I commend you for it. And, you know, it's not every musician can say they're really busy like that. So that's kudos to you.
We're very blessed, and I couldn't do it without a security guard over here, Karen. She makes all things possible, from coffee to pineapple to carpooling.
Well,
and of course, the bass. Excellent bass.
Yeah, I was going to say, last but not least, I've been listening to her play the bass, and she's really good.
She's very good.
Yes. Well, so you came in, and we've been like, doing all sorts of stuff with cables and this and that and the other thing. Do you want to play some live music now?
Yeah, let's play a song.
Okay.
So this song is an original called Miss Champagne, and it sort of is meant to be an homage to the elusive Newport Beach woman that everybody wants to get to know or date, and she just always seems to be flying away like a butterfly.
Oh, but I like Laguna Beach women so much better.
That's why I put her in. That's why I put her in Newport.
All right. Okay.
Ow.
Well, let's try it out. Let's see how we're doing.
We brought a drummer with us. He works cheap.
He does.
Try not to keep him in a box.
You know what I mean?
Here we go. He's right on there.
He's right on the money. Okay, here we are.
Not bad. By the way, I make double scale. Yeah, that's great groove. I like it.
You know, that drum machine, we pushed on the tap tempo and we played it way, way, way slower than we've probably ever played it. So that was very interesting.
Yes. It's harder to play it slow than it is fast, isn't it?
We just learned that, yeah. In real time.
Yeah. So that's a new one for you?
Yeah, that's a new one. And we have more fun playing it faster, but it is new.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah.
Cool. So have you been recording at all?
Yes. In fact, that's been recording. It's been recorded, and it's something that we're going to add a few little more flavors on it, you know, a few more layers. But the rough recording is done.
Like the DJ background vocal?
Yeah, right. We just need to add that. But if you're double scale, then...
I don't come cheap. So, and other songs too. Are you looking to put out like an EP or LP or something like that?
Yeah, you know, I have songs recorded that are done. I'm kind of torn with the streaming thing, honestly. Mm-hmm. You know, Alyssa's been really good here. I've sent her stuff and she's played it, and we love to connect directly with people.
Mm-hmm.
But we also, I personally feel strongly that musicians should get a little better than the streaming point, if you will.
Yeah, so, that's a huge subject these days.
Sure is.
I mean, and it's, I don't know how, it's just, it seems like it's just going to get worse with AI and stuff. It just,
yeah.
We've got to get a handle on this stuff.
I know. We decided to just meet the problem head on by making it kind of direct to consumer, where we're going through Bandcamp. Mm-hmm. You can buy the song, or we put some songs on thumb drives. And we'll sell the thumb drive for $5, and there's two songs or three songs on there. I think there's three.
That's a cool way to do it.
Yeah. You know, and that way you get a thumb drive, you get the songs, and you literally are getting that sense of a real product that someone's put a lot of hours and time into.
Yeah, and you can put all sorts of stuff on that thumb drive too, you know, media like pictures or videos or whatever, you know. So that's a pretty cool way to do it.
It's true.
So we've done that, and
we're taking those around to the gigs, and a couple people pick them up, and it's fun.
Great. All right. So what else you got for me?
So I've always been in love with X since I was in high school, I suppose. And 2 years ago, I was on the boat out of Dana Point, and we're sitting on the very top of the what do you call it, the mast, I suppose, right? We're sitting up there, and they had the fireworks and everything. It was so cool to see them from the water. And 4th of July came on.
Mm.
And I thought to myself, all these people are singing this song. What a great song. Yeah. I need to sing it one day.
Yeah.
And so when I saw you in the grocery store, we kind of talked about, hey, you're doing a show on 4th of July, and why don't we do something?
Yeah.
So I thought we'd do a stab at 4th of July.
Well, I love that song too. It's, you know, that was, I didn't catch on to X until I was probably 30.
Oh, okay.
But,
so like 3 years ago?
That's right. 3 years ago. Actually, and that was when Dave Alvin was playing with the band.
Billy
Zoom was not with him at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And 4th of July is a Dave Alvin composition. And he has a couple of, he's recorded it a couple times as well. It is one of my favorite songs ever, but the original, as far as I'm concerned, is the X version. You know,
sure.
What they put down and what John Doe and X-Scene do together is so unique and great. I just love those guys.
Yeah, I like his solo work a lot too. But it seems that those two have this. It's like the LA. It's a gritty LA beatnik poetry, life, there's life essence in their songs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they had their finger on the pulse of LA when they were doing all their great stuff.
I think late 70s for them, right? 77, 78. The decline of Western civilization was at that time, I think.
And I think 79 or 80, 81 and 82 were their first three albums.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, that right around that time, and then I didn't catch on to him until about 10 years later. So there you go.
Yep.
Well, what do you, let's play it.
All right, let's play it. Let's
well, I say let's. I mean, you play it.
Just kidding, all right.
Very good. Loved it.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah. And you guys just put that together. I just, I'm impressed.
Well, we did it for you because we talked in the grocery store about 4th July.
True, and we'll but, I mean, but it's not something that you normally do in your gigs.
Well, to be completely honest, we just sort of brought it back in because we've always loved the song. And we just, you can ask her. We have an ad list of probably 25 songs.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Work in progress of at least 20, and then like points of interest. Like, wouldn't this be fun? But we're trying to not be too squirrely, you know?
Yeah, I get what you mean. sometimes it's more fun to learn new songs than it is to make the ones that you play better.
We have that. It's a struggle's real.
Yeah, it is. Well, that's cool. We have, and we do have plenty of time to play another one if you'd like.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Okay.
Sure. So there's a song called Let's Dance Tonight that we can do. Is that cool with you? Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get that drummer back on point here. And I always like to...
That guy's a chatterbox, by the way. I don't know.
Chatterbox. Nice, nice.
Kind of,
always got a point of view too, that guy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Right.
Okay, here we go. All right, let's see, Mr. Drummer.
Hey, you're listening to KXFM 104.7 AM in the AM, and I've got Robbie Steffen and Karen Sposato in the house.
Sir,
love it. Is that a newer one as well?
I've been doing it a little while. Yeah, we got so many songs, John. Honestly, I should be talking to this mic, huh?
Yeah, probably.
So many songs.
Well, so far so good, and you could play another one too.
I was just going to say we've got another one.
We have time. Yeah.
Does it give you any little more volume on this guitar?
Can you turn it up from your guitar?
I sure can. Well, this is up, and I can go no drums on this guy if you like. And if not, we'll just go for it.
I don't know.
Whatever you want.
If you're all the way up over there,
okay.
Then the thing is that you're sending the drums through the same channel, right?
Oh, yeah. We won't do drums on this one.
Okay. All right. Well, I can turn you up.
Okay. Let's try it. right, let's try coming on.
What are we trying?
Another song.
No, another song?
Is that cool?
Of course it is.
All right, here we are. Ready? One, two, three.
Beautiful. I like that one.
Thank you, sir.
It's got a nice little vibe to it. Well, that's Americana for me.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nice.
All right.
Let's see. Okay. So, why don't we tell the audience just a little bit more about you and where they can find you, social media wise, where they can find your music at,
yeah,
like Bandcamp or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. Bandcamp under Rebel Robbie Music. There's a couple singles up there.
Okay.
And then we're looking at putting out a few more that way.
Uh-huh.
Social media is Instagram, right?
Okay.
Rebel Robbie Music. And then Facebook is the same. And I'll always put our gigs up there. And then we've been putting more sort of abstract stuff on TikTok. We're off that, right?
No,
we're still on it. So I'll tell you some stories. So number one, we were playing behind Bistro K one night. And sometimes, you know, we just take walks or whatever to kind of just decompress. And there's something glowing in the dumpster. I'm not making this up. And it was like this pulsing, glowing thing in a bag. So we made up all these stories like, is it an alien baby?
I was going to say, is it a baby from Krypton?
Yeah. So we're thinking it's alive. So we made this whole video about like poking the bag and making all these sound effects. What did you put on it? The X-Files?
Oh, yeah.
She put the X-Files theme on it. And so... Anyway, it turned out to be one of those battery-powered candles, right, from like one of the places. Sure. But it was on its last leg, and it was pulsing in this kind of irregular manner. So we like to post stuff like that. I think the other night we were doing the straight leg hike, who could kick higher. And so we're doing this straight line down the middle of the street at whatever, 11 at night, and we post that. And
so that's your TikTok content.
Yeah,
right?
I think, is that also Rebel Robbie, or that's Talking Threads? Okay, so we have a Talking Heads tribute band, too.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called Talking Threads.
Yeah,
and
sounds good.
Talking Threads band's Instagram for that. That's what we're going to do at the Siren with a Devo tribute. But
oh, okay.
Those are alter egos. So she's Tina and I become David. It's so fun.
Stop making sense.
Yeah, definitely. Immediately.
Immediately. Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. Talking Threads.
Yeah.
Rebel Robbie Music. Those are the... two terms you have to remember. Now, I don't know anything about TikTok. I'm an old dude.
I think you're supposed to stay away from it. We understand from our sources that it's a bad thing in terms of the information it collects. And also a lot of things in terms of algorithms. And I think even the attention span that it saps from the younger generation. So we haven't been on there in a while. There's bad things, right? Only when it's very strange. So we were in Hollywood and we're walking down the street.
Speaking of which, yes.
Segway, right? And there was this hot sauce came flying out of a window. It was like someone threw
their plate
of French fries?
They had some chili sauce.
So it splatters up her leg. So then we're walking down the street. We were playing at Hotel Cafe. And there's these puddles of the night before because it was like nasty. So she starts hopping, and she goes, and I said, okay, look, it's Hollywood hopscotch. And then literally dodging these remnants,
Well, it would have been more fun to not dodge them and just go straight into them, right?
Surprise, yeah. Not in those shoes.
Yeah, boy.
Swamp foot.
I'm really glad you came down here and, you know, woke up at the right time to come in.
I thank her again because she was the designated driver this morning and saved my life.
Do you just go up to his house and just like blow an air horn?
Basically.
Did you say basically?
Basically, I get out my conch shell.
Ah. No, she's the best.
All right. Well, that's cool. Karen, nice to meet you. I'm sorry, you probably can't hear her out in radio land. She's not next to a mic. Oh. But hold on, I can try it.
That's a moment.
Hold on. It should be on.
Do it again.
Oh, there we go. Push the right buttons and everything happens.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
It's nice to meet you too. Thanks for having us.
All right. How does a gymnast talk into a microphone?
Are you a gymnast?
I used Oh, yeah,
very good. That's where those TikTok videos come from. This is KXFM, and we are human-crafted radio right here. We just human-crafted a great time just now. And thank you, Robbie, for coming in.
Thank you, John.